Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for our apostle. We thank you, Lord, for our mighty, 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 mighty man of God. Father, all what I have become is all because of him. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for his leadership, his dedication, his commitment, and his loyalty. Now, Holy Spirit, I yield to you tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you must increase and I must decrease, that no flesh will glory in your presence. I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, before you all be seated, Apostle have assigned me to minister the twofold vision of the ministry. And the twofold vision of the ministry, I want all of you all to look to your right. I know you all probably figure when you see me come out of the door, you probably know exactly probably when I'm going to teach on. Make me think about Brother Ronald. Brother Ronald is nobody that I know that could teach on spiritual authority than Brother Ronald. That brother could teach it, boy. Because when Brother Ronald teach on spiritual authority, some adjustments going to have to be made. So when I come out tonight and teach on evangelism, some adjustments going to have to be made. Include me. All right. Look to your right. Everybody look to your right. Those online, I want y'all to say what I'm about to say. Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. That wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough. All right. Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize. To evangelize. To evangelize the world. All right. You can be seated. All right. I'm going to give you five. I'm going to make five statements. I want y'all to write this down because I'm going to give you some definitions. And I hope you brought a pen and a notepad. All right? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not whipping on nobody. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says Jesus was moved with compassion because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus ministered with compassion, and I'm going to do the same tonight with the help of the Holy Spirit, because this is not about what someone not doing. It's what Jesus have already done. Amen. All right. Five things. All right. That will keep you from evangelizing. Five things that will keep you from evangelizing. All right. Number one, a shame. All right. A shame. You might say, well, a statement, you are making a statement like a shame. You mean to tell me that I would be ashamed to witness and talk about Jesus? All right. A shame means, write the scripture here down too. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. All right. A shame. A shame is reluctant or unwilling to do something because of shame or embarrassment. All right. Now, it's not so much to say you will be ashamed or I'll be ashamed or embarrassment. The enemy will try that. OK. And all the tactic here is to keep you from evangelizing. All right. Number two, fear. Fear. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 say, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Fear. All right. Apostle been teaching on about godly fear. All right. This fear, what I'm talking about, is not of God. All right. Fear, to be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. All right. Now in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John with the lame man. All right. After the lame man got up in Acts chapter 4, now all of a sudden they want to try to stop the name of Jesus. Now they won't threaten him. So at times, it's going to seem like when you start witnessing, the enemy will try to threaten you. Okay? All right? He will try to threaten you. The more you witness, the more threatened you will, you will come in contact with. Somebody might say, well, ain't nobody contacting me. Well, you probably ain't talking about Jesus. Why? You might say, well, I don't even get no persecution. The Bible says all that live in God in Christ shall suffer persecution. The persecution is not because of you. It's because of Jesus. Amen. Okay? It's because of him. All right? Okay. All right, pride. Pride. Conscious of one's own dignity. Dignity. Being starchy. All about me and not him. You got to deny yourself and take up his cross daily and follow after him. We're going to see in scripture, Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. All right. He goes two more. Now, this one here came to me Sunday when the apostle was teaching on about the soul. And he said that all problems that we have is from our soul. All right. Now, I'm going to make this statement and then I'm going to give you a scripture. All right. An unrenewed mind when it comes to evangelism. That one will keep you from evangelizing to an unrenewed mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you don't renew your mind in that area, you will not evangelize. Just like apostle teaching his own help, all right? You got to renew your mind in that area. Well, you got to renew your mind in that area.
Right. Amen.
The renewing of the mind, the soul, all right? Number five. Oh, boy, this one here. Oh, Jesus. Concern about what other people think. Concern about what other people think. And I'm finna say something. It's not so much about you be concerned about the sinners or somebody you're going to come in contact that is not born again. And guess what? It's your brother and sister in Christ.
Right.
Those are the ones that you are not going to have to be concerned about. Because guess what? Boy, I won't go ahead of myself. I ain't going ahead of myself. I won't spit this, but I ain't going ahead of myself. All right. Concerned about, like I said, concerned about what other people think. Turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Because what other people think about you ain't got nothing to do with God done told you to do. Because people love to use that stuff. I wouldn't do all that. They don't take all that. And then, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And then they're going to have the audacity to tell you tomorrow you try to be spiritual. In John chapter 3, when Jesus, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. Jesus said that which is born of the spirit, talking about spirit and flesh. Apostle was talking about that. The corner mind is imitated to who God.
Yes.
So a lot of time when people are trying to give you advice, guess what? That's that carnality. That's not of the spirit. Because guess what? We quick on saying, Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Right.
Jesus said, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Guess who he came for? He came for the sinners. You're already righteous, but wait, one time you was a sinner. Now, just because I'm righteous, I'm not going to minister to no sinners no more because I'm in right standing with God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm in right standing with God, so I'm not going to minister to no sinner. Because at one time, that's what we were. We ought not to never forget where we came from. I know he said, forget those things which are behind. But I'm saying is the Bible also said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So guess what? Our testimony will cause someone to get born again. In the 5th chapter of Mark, Jesus told that man with all those demons that was in the graveyard cutting himself, Jesus said, go home to your friends and tell them how great things that the Lord have done for you and have compassion on you. Now notice he said to go, notice who he said to go tell. Go home to your friends. No, we won't come tell the church member about our revelation. No, he said, go home to your friend. Somebody that haven't heard that revelation. Because guess what? Telling a person about Jesus, that is a revelation. When Jesus was telling Nicodemus, guess what? To Nicodemus, that was a revelation. Because I'm going to share also one thing, too, when it comes to witnessing. Should I say something right now about that? No, I'm going to wait. All right. All right, write these definitions here down too. Because we're going to see that in this verse. Follow. You know, when we was coming up as kids, we used to play a game called Follow the Leader. That's what apostle is to this ministry. Follow the leader. Paul say, follow him as he followed Christ. Follow the leader. And guess what? Whether you realize it or not, you're following somebody. I'm not just talking about apostles. Because somebody get around there trying, when they come to, then you can sit up there and listen to people tell you, oh, that's all you do, just do everything that man say. And you're going to go right on that job and do just what the man tell you on the job to do. Oh, yeah, but the Bible says if a man don't work, he don't eat. That's what you're going to say. To try to justify you listening to that man. All right. Follow is to go proceed or come after, to walk or proceed alone. All right. Call, because we're going to see these words. Call, a cry made as a summons or to attract someone's attention. If I say Brother Montrell, guess what? I'm calling him. So when I say Brother Montrell, guess what? If he was looking down, he going to look up. Because why? I didn't got his attention. All right? Because we're going to see in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus started calling those guys out, he got their attention. And guess what? When it comes to you witnessing someone, God and got your Jesus got your attention to you. Just not listening. And, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I was telling Brother Bernard this morning, we was talking about this morning. And see, a lot of times, oh, yeah, the Lord ain't leading me to, and I'm not trying to beat upon nobody. I told you I'm not going to do it. But the Bible said in Hebrews 4, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, it's going to cut you. Yeah. We're going to get cut. I'll be getting cut too, Pop. I'll be sitting right there next to my wife. Apostle be slinging it, just like Zorro. That's where I get a lot of that cutting from, too, though. Okay? Because you're going to be a product of who you're following. That's all. I see where you're going. I can see where you're going now, Holy. That's why on our job, you better watch who you're following. Do not, my ears is not a slop bucket. I don't hear no mess. So you be concerned about who you're listening to. All right. Where? I do a lot of walking, so that's all right. Okay. All right. I said, okay. Matthew chapter 4. That's where I was going. Matthew chapter 4. God, last definition I gave you about someone getting someone's attention. Matthew chapter 4. All right. We're going to see in Matthew chapter 4 here Jesus calling out these disciples. All right, Matthew chapter 4, look at verse 17. 4 and 17. From that time, Jesus began to do what? Preach. Jesus did three of the, he preached, teach, and he healed. Apostles do it all. All right? See, that's why he is an apostle, because an apostle, he walks in all five of those offices. He walks in all five. He evangelist, all that. All right? And then another thing, oh, Lord, all right, don't you just stay right there. But we go on to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Let's look at it. Look at Ephesians. We're coming back. Ephesians 4 and 11. Ephesians 4. All right, look at verse 11, Ephesians 4 and 11. Notice it says, and he gave what? Some. He gave how many? Some? Some what? Apostles. And some what? Notice the order that they notice the order. Some apostles, some prophet, and some what? Some evangelists. Look what the evangelist is right in the middle. See, oh Lord. But see, what it is, the reason why I could stand up here and minister like I'm ministering, because it ain't all about me, is because the apostolic anointing. Yes, sir. That's what it is. Because why? We got an apostle that have set foundation and see now I can come up here and minister, but see, a lot of time what it is, we're not under apostle. I'm not talking about us. Those offices could be a prophet or a teacher, but you're not under that apostle. It ain't gonna work, because the foundation got to be built. And notice evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, you don't have to turn in scripture, but you can write it down. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. He said, first apostle. I had talked to Miss Fowler about a couple of years ago, about five years, could be a little bit more than that, she was talking. And she was talking about when she taught elementary school. I asked her what grade she taught. She said she taught first grade. First grade is really the hardest grade in grade level. That's the hardest one. Because them children, they come, some of them still haven't used the bathroom. So some things they're going to be, oh yeah, come on. Because I say bathroom. Golly, God. So when I say bathroom, my assignment here is I cleans them. Then I just told you not to be ashamed. See, the reason why I talk like that, because why? It'll get you, when you get out there and start witnessing, you won't be concerned about nobody. That's why a lot of times we can't do an assignment God have called to do it, is because we're concerned about what other people think about us. If I had to be concerned about what you all thought about me working around here, guess what? This one would be 15 years. I wouldn't be here. But I can care less what you think, because why? You ain't called me here. You ain't called me here, and you ain't paying me. I'm getting paid, guess what, from Dr. Leroy Thompson Sr. And through that pandemic, guess what, we ain't missed a check. We still get bonuses. So some of y'all get around there, look around there, talking, oh boy, look at they doing all that, okay, okay. Some people that lost their job. And oh Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And guess what? I don't work for Walmart. I don't work for the East Baton Rouge Parish School Board. Yeah. This is a spiritual assignment. Yeah. Yes, sir. The Bible said in our assignment that we walk by faith and not by sight. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So guess what? When I'm working on this job, whatever I'm doing, I'm not looking at what I see. Because why? I know at any time it's subject to change. All right. Okay. I did say 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26 by that apostle. First apostle. Then it says second. The secondary prophet, then third teacher. All right? Okay. All right. Let's look at Mark chapter, excuse me, Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, excuse me. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus walking, the Sea of Galilee saw two what? Two what? Two brethren. Two brothers. Now I want you to pay close attention to Andrew. All right, Andrew. All right. Let me say, Peter and who? Andrew. All right, those two brothers. Just like right now, right here, I go with my brother right there. I ain't talking about my brother in Christ. I'm talking about my fresh brother right there, sitting right behind Linda and his wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah. See, let me tell you one thing. Let me see how I want to say it here. Whatever the scripture say, whatever a man soweth, there she also will reap. Okay? So whatever you sowing, you will reap it. But see, what is a lot of time, what it is, we try to rush the process. Some of you all believe in God for your relative. Mama, daddy, sister, brother, all that. And look, when they come to my family, you know, you ever heard the word buku? My mom and dad had buku children. 16. Oh, yeah, 16. Nine girls and seven boys. And I'm the baby. I'm the seventh one. So you know about that seven. It's something about that seven, huh? Something about seven. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying the assignment that God have given our apostle, our job, is to help him fulfill the vision God gave him. See, I'm coming back to what I just said. All right. Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were what? For they were what? For they were fishes. All right, verse 19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you what? I will make you fishers of men. Now, I'm not going to ask a show of hand, but just about every one of you all, you eat fish. Either you want them baked, or either you want them fried. But you eat fish. I know you're laughing. I know it. And I'm not going to ask you about, I'm not going to ask nobody to raise their hand. You eat fish. Yeah. But watch this here, though. You ain't going to laugh now, though, when I say this here. But how many people go out there and go catch them? Now you're talking about who? See, it's a difference between eating them and catching them. Yeah. Come on. Oh, Lord, watch this here. Watch this here. Notice the ones. Notice the people. See, I thank God for apostle with that slack out, that witnessing out. See, the Bible says God have chose the foolish thing of the world to confound the wise. See, God don't do things the way we want to do. That's why the Bible says for the tradition of men have made the word of God a none effect. So we always think God going to do certain things a certain way like we think we already want him to do it. With that slack out, watch this here. All right. Now, I just said that most people, they like to eat fish, but they don't want to catch them. When it comes to that slack out, now watch this here. When you go, I know a part where we talking about healthy eating. And I ain't to my John Anderson. I'm to my John Seafood. Because I'm saying John. Some of y'all looking at me talking, you know what I'm talking about, John Seafood. Because that's where you go get that fish from. That fried fish. That's where I'm going. Okay, you see where I'm going. But you want fried fish. But watch this here. You, when they bring that fish platter out there, you ain't going to ask them who caught the fish. You ain't gonna ask them, have anybody ever asked them people when they done brought that fish out, who caught them? To you, you can care less who caught them, you just gonna eat them. But somebody had to catch them. See, so the same thing when it comes to fishes of men, guess what? Somebody gonna have to catch the sinners. They gotta be caught. All right? Now watch this here. And going on from thence, he saw other two brothers. Now this is another set of brothers. All right? James, the son of who? Zebedee, and John, his what? His brother. That's two sets of brothers, okay? In a what? In a ship with Zebedee, there who? Now, Zebedee is those two brothers' father. Now, watch what those two boys did with the father. And let's see. All right. In a ship, Zebedee with their father, mending their nets. And he did what? Who called him?
Jesus.
All right. Now, watch this here. He called him. All right. And Jesus went about all the Galilee teaching. Let me go up a little bit. I won't go back. 21. Going on from thence, he saw the other two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending a net, and he called them. All right, that's what I missed. I missed verse 22. I said, what's going on here? Verse 22. And they were immediately, notice how the Bible talks about it in Acts, immediately, straightway, and suddenly. Look what he say. And immediately they left what?
The ship.
They left what?
The ship.
They left their ship. When an apostle mentioned to me and told me talked to me about working for the ministry, I had to immediately leave that job. Yeah. Yes. It wasn't no time to write. When an apostle called me in his office and he said, "The dude behind me, ain't no time for the tomorrow. Oh, I need to go talk to Linda. Oh, I need to go talk to the principal and see." That was the Lord calling me through apostle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Hallelujah.
So he did what? All right. So immediately he left the ship and what? And their what?
Father.
And their father and followed him. Now watch this here. He left the ship. Which is could have left the job because the ship, that's where they catching their fish. Okay? And they left their father. When the Lord call you and tell you that this is what I have you to do, you're going to have to leave somebody behind. Look at that boy. That boy, now watch this here. The two brothers left their father in that ship. Now, you know, the father probably went home and told his wife, "Now, here these boys, I done raised them. I done did all this here. He gone with a man that he don't even know. Ain't never done nothing for him. Like, we done something for him. He gone somewhere, and he don't know where he going."
Yeah, that's good.
But at the same time, your daddy, your mama, your brothers, your sister don't realize a higher power called you. It's better to obey God rather than man. So God done called you here. Now, all of a sudden now, God done called you here, and you probably, here he is now. You so excited. Oh, boy, I done joined. I'm at Water Life Christian Center. Now, when you come home, now all of a sudden, daddy or mama or whoever going to look at you and say, You left this church where yeah, where you did this and you did that. But at the same time, don't realize who called you. The reason why I am standing up here is because God called me here. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Just suppose if I would have stayed in the school system, guess what? I wouldn't be able to do the assignment apostle left me to do. When you leave and you listen to the Lord, you are position yourself to be blessed. And God go, oh, Lord, have mercy. To be blessed of what God are calling you to do. And the assignment he are causing you to fulfill. Many are called, but few are chosen. See, because, oh, Lord, I'm going to have to quote this scripture here. The harvest truly is plentiful, but the labors are few. Let me give you the definition of labor. Labor is a person engaged in physical work. Now, don't think about physical work. Think about spiritual work. Because the scripture, we're going to look at the scripture talk about a labor. All right? Physical work, especially of an unskilled kind. My brother could tell you, my brother right here could tell you, just about all of us as brothers, we was a labor. We started off a labor. But my brother, what he did was he became a carpenter. He left a labor's local and he became a carpenter. I left the labor local to go in the school system. And the reason why the Lord led me to the school system is to put me in a position to get me in the process of training me so that I can be able to work in the school system and don't be concerned about people while what I'm doing. See, you can do, oh, I'm not bragging on me. You can do what I'm doing and say, oh, I'm just going to help out. When people get around there and try to look at you and put, see, the reason why I don't go through a whole lot and all that, because y'all already know I know who I am. See, you already know that. And see, that's the reason why a lot of people don't want to witness, because why? They think they're all that. They think they're a bag of chips. And all, you know what I'm talking about. But at the same time, I got a call on my life. I got a call on my life, but guess what? I ain't going to no prison. I got a call on my life. I ain't going out there and witness. I told you it's going to get a little, put your seatbelts on. We about ready to go for a ride. I'm not trying to be ugly. Just the way the Lord just used me. Okay, but I'm just saying, you know, when the first thing we think about is that I got a call on my life, but at the same time, it's some specific you want to do. Not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. What you wanted me to do. Lord, have mercy. And the key to evangelism is when you wake up in the morning, Lord, who you want me to witness to? Yeah. Who you want to? Who you want me to talk to? Yeah. Somebody say, well, I don't ask. The scripture say, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Yeah. Ask of me and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. That's why ain't nobody coming across your path, because have you asked? Come on. And, oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody might say, oh, yeah, I asked. But the Bible says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is low. As you ask, is you looking now? Are you looking? Luke chapter 15, guess what? They kept, the lady kept looking until she found that comb. The Bible said they asked, rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. So God is concerned about that one. But see, oh Lord, have mercy. But see, what it is, a lot of us, what we do is we get, oh, I got, oh, I got a vision, and I see me ministering to a whole, all this here. But God ain't gonna start you off with that.
No,
God gonna start you off ministering to that one.
Yeah.
Oh. And guess what? If you was in school and you fail a test, you're gonna stay in that same grade. You're gonna stay in that same level. Come on, I'm cold, and you're gonna stay on that same level because why? You fucking tests. And then, oh Lord. And then, see, you don't realize this. This is an honor for to be ministering this pulpit. It is an honor. Because Apostle got sons, daughters, grandsons, all that could be up here doing, and I'm up here. So someone, one of y'all said, well, why ain't you up there? Why I'm not up there? If you start doing what God tell you to do, you be so, you ain't gotta be up here all day, all that. That's the problem, you won't be up here. Right here you see, I'm teaching on a vision, but I have to go here. Acts 6 and 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied. In Acts chapter 6, it talk about Philip. My wife brother name is Philip. Philip was serving tables. But a couple chapters down, now Philip done got promoted from serving table. Now they say Philip the evangelist. God gonna start you off serving tables. Oh, I ain't serving no table. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. For promotion coming neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He put it up one and set it down another. See, when God promotes you, ain't nobody can demote you. But see, what it is, we won't get promoted by man. If man promotes you, guess what? It might be some string attached. Now he's using you like a puppet on a string. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do that. Because why? You wouldn't promote it that way God, the way how God, no, the reason why? What the scripture say in Isaiah? But they that wait upon the Lord. Wait upon God, what God wants us to do. Wait upon what God wants you to do. Got to be patient. That's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Look, tomorrow morning, every morning, the first place I go before I start my first duty is to go check Apostle bathroom. Man, why he got to keep talking about that? Because why? I'm just saying, God got to empty you before he can fill you up. That's the first place I go. Go check the bathroom. Amen.
Praise God.
Glory to God. I ain't doing nothing. I'm finna say something. I hope your stomach is pretty strong tonight. I'm finna say something because that's a scripture that ain't on my note. But you know how somebody when they drunk they drive they go on zigzagging, they go all over the road. I'm just going all over. Bible say, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Cause some of y'all know what I'm talking about drinking now. See, that's another thing got something to do with your witnessing. Sometimes we need to tell people where we come from, what God done. No, you're too ashamed to come up now. Oh, Lord, I'm going right here. If anybody know me as my brother, right here. Now, he might not know a lot about me right now, but he know the cock and bull mess I done with him. That's why God got him here tonight. So to let you all know, if anybody know you, it's your brother, your sister. That's why a lot of y'all are too scared to go talk to them about Jesus, because they'll tell you, say, who can you? You trying to tell me about Jesus? How you gonna tell me about Jesus and me and you? You. That's why Lionel Richard come out there with that song all night long. Because some of us used to stay out all night long. So I let you know all of us wouldn't save all the time. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Okay, labors, a person engaged in physical work, especially unskilled kind. We're going to look at the scripture. Harvest. The season when ripened crops are gathered. Ripen. Right. Turn to Matthew chapter. Let me see, I'm telling you the right scripture. Yeah. Matthew chapter 9. Notice there a certain season. All right. Look at Matthew 9, verse 37. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest. Would I say the definition of a harvest here? Okay, the reason why because I want to make sure you're paying attention. All right, that's what Brother Montreal be doing. Sometimes as he's singing, he stops singing and let you sing. All right, so that's what I'm doing. Okay, all right. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Now look what he say. The labors are what?
Few.
The labors are few. I'm finna slang it. If you're not witnessing, if you're not on that slack app, you're not even with no few. He say the labels are few. You're not no label. You're not no label. Just because the scripture in that don't mean he talking to you. The Bible talks about tithe. But if you ain't tithe, it's in there, but you ain't doing it. So it's almost like I ain't talking to you. You ain't doing it. So guess what? You not even in the few. He said, the harvest truly is plentiful. The harvest, when it comes to the sinners, it's a bunch of them. It's buku of them.
Yeah.
But the laborers, remember I said about the construction work, a labor. See, all right, why? See, a labor. See, a carpenter, the pipe filler, the electrician, those guys, they can have a labor working with them, but guess what? They ain't gonna work with the labor. Ain't no pipe filler gonna work with no labor. My job ain't to dig no ditch. Well, why I'm helping you though? Why? Because why? My job is unskilled. Anybody could do what you're doing. Oh, I see where you're going, Holy Ghost. When it comes to witnessing, sometimes we thinking that anybody could do it. You too big to do it. Oh, I'm a prophet. That's why I don't need a witness. But if you check that Slack app, Nobody's no busy than Apostle Thompson. But I tell you what, when somebody get born again, we be saying, he be praying, and guess what? He look at this and he text it in. Now I'm finna say, oh Lord, I'm finna say something too. I'm finna say it. I'm gonna say it because I'm teaching on evangelism.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? By teaching this here, ain't a sinner in here. Ain't no sinner in here. But what it's doing is, as Ephesians, it says, equip the body of Christ to evangelize the world. So what I'm doing is, I'm stirring you up so you can go out there and do what God called you to do. Now, they got some people doing it. But that don't mean to, oh, I don't need to hear that. Guess what? I need to hear it for myself, too, because it's stirring me up. I remember, instead of watching that clock, I remember a couple of years ago, I was on my knees wiping the floor, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost said, either you fire or you the extinguisher. Right? Look at that wall. Look over there by it. Look over there. See that, over that wall? That's an extinguisher. That extinguisher job, if a fire gets started, is to put it out. And guess what? If you not fire, you is an extinguisher. Because guess what? They're going to have people that get fired up for God to go out there and witness and hear you talking about, well, I ain't going to agree that I didn't do nothing. I don't care. I ain't going out there. You are extinguishing. Because why? You're going to try to put somebody fired. I talked to Brother Jesse. Brother Jesse, apostle son-in-law, he was a fireman. And I'll be talking to him, and I learned a lot of stuff about a fireman. See, one thing about it, if a fire start blazing and look like it's getting out of control, guess what? That fire extinguisher ain't going to be able to put it out. That app, oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That app then took off. You ain't going to be, oh, I ain't getting out there with you. You ain't going to be able to stop what's going on. You just won't be a part of it. Boy, it's getting quiet. I told you. I'm looking old now. I'm looking. Them two Ellis, Ellis. Ellis, but they one of them just got married, the oldest one. And they used to be in the children's church when I was teaching the children's church. And I knew it was something about those two girls. You know how some of the teachers could say, or either a head coach, boy, I just knew, but I knew something about them girls. Because at time when I used to ask questions about who knew what, they always had the answer. But what I had to do is I had to call somebody else because I'd be calling on them all the time. But those girls, and guess what? With that app, they girls. And oh Lord, help me! And then the men's always talking about, oh yeah, they high, they got a woman vice president, they got a woman doing that. Well, what you doing? What you do your part? You won't have so many women doing stuff. The women will take initiative. Let me tell you one thing: my wife ain't gonna do more evangelizing than I am. And there ain't no competition. Now, she'll get out there. Watch this here. See, a lot of times you think it's about, oh, I don't talk much and all that. I don't do all this here. That's why the Bible says God chose the foolish thing of the world to confound the wise. My brother right there, he know I don't talk much. Some of y'all know it too. But it ain't got nothing to do with how much you talk. It's how much the Holy Ghost gonna talk through you. It's not by might, not by power, but it's by his spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The Spirit, I'm talking about the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because God has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. See, Lord, he says it's the anointing. It is the anointing that destroys what? Yokes. It's what that destroys yokes? It is the anointing. It is the anointing that do what? Destroy yokes. I'm finna say something. I'm finna say it. You see that brother and his wife there? Yes, sir. You talking about how big. See, just like God says by following, and when God gave apostle the message, money coming, just like he gave him with this app, God needs somebody in the body of Christ, all right? When it came to years. A lot of people were walking up and sewing and doing stuff like that. That brother Calvin White and his wife, they'll walk up there and what people weren't doing that and come sewing the apostle. But I tell you what, you could feel knives coming in, and they probably felt the knife. But they weren't concerned about what people thought. Because why? They knew God, they heard from God, and God was taking them somewhere that if they wouldn't listen to God because they weren't concerned about what we think about them. And that's how I am when it comes to evangelizing. I'm just like him. I'm just like what he did. He did it. And that's how you're going to be. That's how you're going to have to be. Because guess what? They're going to have to. I'm going to tell you another thing, too. You're going to have the people that you thought was close friends with you. You're going to have them probably. You ain't going to have to bag off from them. They're going to bag off from you. They're going to bag away. Oh, yeah. See, because you remember Apostle teaching on about renewing the mind? See, now you is renewing your mind when they come to witnessing and what had happened here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They're being conformed to this world. Let me ask you a question. The first thing I do when I get up in the morning, I look at that app. Come on. I check that app out. I'm just like a high apostle because just like Paul say, follow him. Paul say do as he did. That's what you do. When I see apostle do, I do as apostle do. When somebody get born again, I'm gonna text. Oh, somebody. A lot of you all, you done punched in. You work in the plant or the job. Need to know if you there. They need to know if you that. So you ain't gonna walk through that gate and don't punch that time clock, because you ain't gonna get paid. Well, why? Oh Jesus, why you gonna punch that time clock? Because my brother, he also know that too. And you be running to punch that. Oh, you'll be late. Make sure you punch that time clock. Why you don't check that app out though? That time clock mean more than that app. That app got all to do with why you could be able to punch that time clock. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is your top priority? Another thing too. Those that are witnessing, and I'm not, and guess what? All it's got to do with evangelism. And guess what? Some of the things of what I'm saying, if I wasn't doing it, I couldn't stand up here. That's why I believe let me tell you what happened or how I think. Oh, I got to get this in. Saturday I was 22. You know that tire place. 22, the brakes, I think it, whatever that was. I was sitting down, they were doing some work on my car, and they I was sitting down there, and as you're coming in, you got to pass the person who, if you're sitting there, you're going to pass somebody that's real close. So I'm sitting there, man got out of his truck, and I had the Dallas Cowboy cap on. All right. The reason why I wear it is because that's a bait. Yeah. You will not catch no fish if you don't put no bait on your line. And some of you all is not catching no fish because why? You haven't gone to the pond, or you haven't thrown your line in the water because you don't want to catch nothing because you don't want a fish. So now watch this here. So I'm sitting there. He looked at me. He said, oh, you're a Cowboy fan. So I said, oh, you a Cowboy fan too? He said, no, I'm a Saints fan. I said, okay, yeah. So we talking and everything, talking about football and talking about all this stuff. See, one thing about it, teachers, if anyone, Ms. Fowler, teachers or whatever, you know, before you, you might give them kids, especially the children's church, icebreaker. Right. See? You know, when you're witnessing to people, people don't know you, you know, because a lot of times, all the time, they're going to be strangers. You don't know them. So what so how you approach them. That's just like when you're fishing, when you're fishing, you don't go to, my daddy used to have a troll motor. You don't go there making all that noise. You're going to run them fish away. They got their, see, travel, fish is quiet. They travel in schools.
Right.
It's just like I look at the app the other day. They had two kids that was 12 years old. See, fish travels in schools.
Good.
See, the other day, I witnessed two young men, and both of them was 18. You ever heard the statement, birds of a feather flock together? See, so my brother could tell you, fish travel, they travel in school.
Yeah.
And watch this here. The best time to catch fish is in the morning or late in the evening.
Yeah.
See, in the morning, it'd be close to the bank. But see, when it start getting hot, they go out in deep water. Now, you'll catch some in the evening, too. So back to this main point, the time gone. Back to his man. All right. Watch what I did. I switched the conversation. I said, "Are you born again?" See, that's what you do. You switch the conversation.
Yeah.
See, the reason why a lot of you all ain't catching no fish, or you're not doing, or what happened there, you stay in that conversation, and the person just leave. You social talking.
Yeah.
The Bible said in Proverbs 11:30, "He that winneth souls is wise." So now you're going to need some wisdom. All right. So we switched the conversation, and he was 81 years old. Now watch this here. That's why when it comes to witnessing, you talk about excited, because all the time you're going to have a different experience.
Yeah.
That was the first time that I witnessed to three people. It was a guy, 81, one 73 years old. And another one, 62. All of them was white guy. So I believe the Lord is letting me know, and you all too. Just don't be thinking about, remember I talked about fear?
That's right.
Oh, I'm just going to minister to somebody, because if I'm white, they'll listen to me. If I'm black, they'll listen to me. No. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. So don't get that mind all, what you call it, like it's certain people that you got to go minister to. Write the scripture also down to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So as you're going, guess what? You're being led.
Right, right. Come on, Jesus.
The Spirit of God is leading you. Okay? Now watch this here too. Sometimes, really, I can tell that wherever I'm going, I can tell that I'm going to catch some fishes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. I can tell, because see, once you get on the fish pond, the fish be just a jumping, Brother Ronald. You know what I'm talking about. They just a jumping. They hungry.
Yeah.
Watch this here too. Most of the time, a lot of time, the place that you catch a lot of fish here is places where it might have a lot of woods and browse and all that, because the reason why a lot of people don't go in that area.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. A lot of people don't want to go in the ghetto, but guess what? That's where you're going to catch most of your fish. See, because I stay in Sorrento, and a lot of them think, oh, I don't need Jesus. The nicer your neighborhood, the more they think they don't need Jesus. Now I'm not telling you don't stay in a nice neighborhood. I tell you what, you in a nice neighborhood, you share of Jesus, we're in a nice neighborhood. You get them. That's why God put you in that neighborhood. That's why he put you in there. Because why? He needs somebody to go in there and reach him. I'm finna say something because my time is winding down. Oh, I'm not going to. I know nobody of you is playing basketball, you won't sit on the bench. You don't want to sit on no bench. You know you don't want to sit on the bench. Some of y'all, the reason why you quit football or whatever, because they had you on that bench and you ain't want to sit on no bench. No bench warmer. See, my brother, he up there laughing because he was the best sports player in our. He played basketball and football. So he know he wasn't sitting on no bench. So guess what? When it comes to witnessing, God don't want you sitting on no bench. God wants you to get in the game. And the ones who God is using, don't be up there looking at them like they all that. Like you can't do it. Yeah, you can do it. And the ones who God is using, pay attention to the app too. Because why? The only time you won't check something in is when you done scored a touchdown. When somebody else scored a touchdown, is you celebrating with them? This ain't, oh Lord, ain't about when Tuesday or service over with or Sunday service over with, you won't hear your name called. No, God is concerned about those people's name being called in the Lamb Book of Life. Not your name getting called. So when it comes to someone else getting somebody born again, they can't find you with a bench warrant. Now all of a sudden, now you done got somebody born again. Now you tearing up people's phone. You blowing their phone up. Pow, 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 like you all that. You better be glad. Look, hey, guess what? Apostle, he, some of y'all said, boy, Apostle gonna get the do, boy. I don't know, Apostle. Okay. Boy, that time, ooh. Because I'm half drunk anyway. I've been drinking all day. As I get ready to close, I come from a family, we drank. One of my sisters, I brought her to the church at the old church. I brought her to the church, but she used to drink a lot. And guess what? Like if you had certain things, you better not invite her because she go. They ain't want all know. So guess what? When they have certain functions, they don't invite me. Not because I'm gonna club. They know I'm gonna talk about Jesus. They don't invite Lawrence. He gonna shame us. So if your relative don't call you or invite you, don't get mad because guess what? You gonna crash their party. Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name, amen.